It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. A bill heading to the governor's desk would ban cell phones in the classroom in public schools during instructional time statewide. That bill passed the Senate 29-4 on Tuesday after passing the Assembly earlier this year. There was bipartisan support in the Senate, though some Democrats have pushed back, saying it overrides local control of school districts. The bill's sponsor, Representative Joel Kitchens, has said that the bill is a unified approach to enforcing existing cell phone policies in schools around the state. WPR reporter Rich Kramer is following the story. Rich, welcome back.
Good to be back.
All right, this bill headed to the governor. If he signs off on it, Rich, what exactly would change?
So it would require that public school boards across the state create policies prohibiting students from using cell phones, tablets, laptops, those sorts of devices during instructional time, that is to say, during class. There are exceptions built into this bill. Students would be allowed to use their phones for emergencies if there were threats. They can use them for medical reasons and if it's part of a lesson plan from an instructor.
The Senate passed the bill, as I mentioned, Tuesday. There has been some pushback from Democrats, particularly in the Assembly and from school district administrators, a few of them. What concerns have you heard raised about this?
So among Democrats, we heard this during the previous debate in the Assembly, and also we heard it this week on the Senate floor. Democrats in general claim that this is a violation of the principle of local control, which they say Republicans espouse. They say that local school boards should be trusted to make these sorts of decisions. They also mention that a lot of districts already have some sort of policy in place, and they know what's best for their students. There have also been arguments from Democrats that students should be able to call their parents. They should be able to access their phone in the event of, like, a lockdown or a mass shooting. We have heard from school superintendents, specifically Nicolet Union High School District Superintendent, that this bill is too broad. It's too vague. They need more clarity. For example, they say that they've got a one-to-one wireless learning kind of a platform where students use these devices as part of the curriculum, and they might have to write an exception into that if this were to pass.
The bill is going to Governor Evers' desk. He has some experience in the educational field himself. Has he given any indication, Rich, of whether he's planning to sign off on this?
He's keeping the cards pretty close to the vest right now. I did reach out to Governor Evers' spokesperson and asked point blank, you know, when the Senate passed this bill, whether he would sign it or veto. I haven't heard back yet. But as you mentioned, he was the State Department of Public Instruction superintendent for a long time. And in general, as governor, and even then, he hasn't been a fan of any legislation that he feels is telling schools how to run their operations. That said, cell phone bans have been a bipartisan thing in a lot of other states. Mm-hmm. They've passed in states like New York and Illinois. A lot of states have these. So at this point, I haven't really seen any indication of what Evers will do.
Rich, thanks for bringing us up to date.
You got it. Thank you.
That's Rich Kramer, reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. You can follow his reporting and watch for updates on this issue at WPR.org. Now, what do bans like these mean for students? Dr. Megan Moreno is professor of pediatrics at UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health and co-medical director of the Center of Excellence on Social Media and Youth Mental Health with the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Moreno, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
As Rich just mentioned, Wisconsin is not the first state to consider these cell phone bans in schools. It's still a fairly new issue. What have we seen around the country? What have we learned so far from efforts to say, hey, no cell phones and other tech while teaching time is going on?
Well, one thing that we do know is that a lot of the consideration of this issue is driven by some studies that have shown that without any regulation, without any rules, that a lot of youth are using their phones in the classroom. There was one study that found that 97% of adolescents use their phone during school hours. And in that study, the most common thing they used it for was social media, YouTube, and video games. So clearly there is an issue here that we're all working really hard to try to understand and address.
And based on a sample size of one, me, I know having that phone out can be a distraction. It can interrupt my focus when I'm trying to concentrate. If I just want to take a quick peek at something, have we studied what this means for how students learn in school if that phone is there in their pocket during their math lesson, say?
That's such a great question. The studies here have been mixed. And what the studies have found is that the way the technology is used really impacts what the outcome is. And that's probably not surprising. We know that many youth are using school-issued devices or laptops. And if they're using them as part of a classroom assignment, it can really make the learning even better. But if they're using them to goof off or entertain themselves between assignments or multitask, that's where we see that learning is impacted in a negative way.
I've seen some anecdotal reporting anyway. I don't think it's intensive studies, but some districts saying, hey, we've had a ban of some sort in place. The phones stay in the pockets or in a bucket or whatever in school, and we're seeing improvements in learning. Do we have enough out there to say, yes, having the phones not available to the kids is boosting learning, however we measure that?
We don't know that yet. And I think some of that is because many of these new guidelines and rules are rolling out very fast and without a lot of thought to how are we going to define what success is and how are we going to measure success. So we have a lot of school districts that are doing this in a brand new way, but not really tracking what the outcomes are. So I'm hoping that as we see more schools trying these new policies, that they'll factor in feedback from parents, feedback from teachers, feedback from youth, so we can really understand what these policies are doing.
There's been a lot of push over the last 20 years, weirdly, to get more screens in school, right? We want to use the latest technology for education. Flipping things around, Dr. Moreno, from what we don't want kids to do with technology in the school, do we know about positive, effective uses of technology? Maybe it's that school-issued device as part of a lesson plan.
Definitely. I think that there are studies and there are also probably teachers can share great examples of ways that technology can really boost learning instead of reading about a famous speech, to be able to watch a video or to hear it. To be able to use computers for writing a school paper. There's just so many ways that technology can augment learning and also put learning in more of a real life experience that youth are going to have after school.
Part of your work is trying to look at issues like this, not just in schools, but social media in general, through the eyes of teens and adolescents and how they view it. What do you know? What kind of things have you heard about what kids themselves think about cell phone access in their schools?
Yes, this has been somewhat surprising to me. I think what I have heard from many youth is that they want the rules to be very clear so they understand when phones are appropriate, when they're not. They want to make sure their parents know the rules, because what we're starting to see in some studies is that the biggest violators of contacting kids during the school day is parents. So they want to make sure their parents know so that they're not going to get in trouble with their parents if their parent is trying to reach them. And they want the rules to be respectful and consistent. So if the person next to them is using their phone in class and doesn't get in trouble, but then they do that and they get in trouble, that feels to them like this isn't a rule that's consistent. So I think a boon of having some of the rules that are really clear and enforced consistently is that kids can relax and say, okay, this is what we're all going to do.
We saw an op-ed in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, someone with the American Enterprise Institute, making the case for cell phone bans in schools, the benefit, they say, improved mental health for kids. Do you see any kind of mental health benefit potentially, apart from that clarity you were just talking about, to not having those cell phones in the classroom?
We have heard from youth when we've done focus groups on this topic that not having to keep up with social interactions using the phone can be a relief during the school day, and there's less worrying about cyberbullying during the school day. So cyberbullying during the school day with phones can include things like taking an embarrassing picture or an embarrassing video, and kids really worry about that. And those types of bans that don't allow access during the classroom can really put some of those worries away for kids.
We're waiting to see if the governor is going to sign this law. Of course, with or without the law, school districts are wrestling with these issues all over the state and all over the world, really. If a school district administrator or school board member came to you and said, hey, we're trying to update our policy, what kind of things would be on your checklist? What kind of questions would you be telling them to consider in that decision?
That's a great question. I think that it really gets down to what the goal is of these policies. And to me, I think the goal is to have a safe, healthy environment focused on learning. So the key words there are safe. The environment needs to be safe. Parents need to feel like their kids are safe and that they can access their phones in the case of a medical or another type of emergency. It needs to be a healthy environment where kids feel respected. They feel like the rules are enforced the same for everyone, and they can feel like they can get to their phone if they really need to reach their parents or have a medical emergency. And then an environment focused on learning, making sure teachers feel well supported and that they don't need to switch their focus to constantly enforcing a new rule that they that could be really challenging for them if there is a lot of folks having difficulty adjusting to that rule.
Dr. Moreno, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Megan Moreno, professor of pediatrics at UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health and co-medical director of the Center of Excellence on Social Media and Youth Mental Health with the American Academy of Pediatrics. Earlier, we heard from WPR reporter Rich Kramer talking about a cell phone ban in classrooms, with some exceptions, as we heard, passed the legislature, waiting for action from Governor Evers. Want to hear from you. What do you think of this idea? Should cell phones be banned or limited for students in the classroom? What's your personal experience as a student, a parent, a teacher? Love to hear from you. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.